Now, look, this has got to be good news, and I've no idea why we aren't making more of it. There is talk now of the prospect of an on-the-spot testing system for coronavirus. Now, I understand that 1.5 million on-the-spot testing kits are supposed to arrive in this country in coming days. I understand they'll be given immediate approval by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. And the advanced diagnostics company EndoX will supply, I understand, 500,000 of these kits. They're supposed to arrive this week. The director of EndoX is David Badoff, and he joins me. David, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Why hasn't more been made of this? You're talking about a pinprick blood test kit which can detect whether someone's actively infected.
Absolutely. So this is our new weapon in this fight against this pandemic. So we need to be fairly clear what this test do and what is available now. So as you know, what's available now, what's called PCR tests, they're swabs and then they send off to the lab.
Yep.
And that normally would take about, in the community, although the government's working very hard to shorten that time, about 3 to 5 days to get that result back. So this is a finger prick test, similar to what the diabetics do to check for their blood sugar. And essentially, it's what we call point of care tests. So it can be done at your GP, aged care, hospital emergency department by your health professional. Mm. Now, the advantage of this test also that as this pandemic evolves, it's going to be very important to know who has become immune now. So it will also give you what's called IgG. So once you get the infection, you get IgM. IgM, that means you've had recent infection, and IgG will tell you that you're now immune. And it's very interesting. I was actually reading this morning, UK and Germany are more advanced into this pandemic, probably a couple of weeks. So they've come up with this concept of immunity passport. So what that means is that you have your test, and if you're IgG, that implies that you're immune and you can now return to work.
Yes, I mean, this is the point, isn't it? Not only does this determine, this test, whether you've got coronavirus, it also determines whether you've been exposed to it in the past and have developed an immunity. And that's the point you make. So basically, that means it is an important instrument, because once you have immunity, you can safely return to work. So this would shorten the quarantine period after infection, because as soon as you've got the antibody positivity, you can return back to work. Why aren't people being told this? What's the government doing about this?
I think they are. I think the government, in fact, have been very proactive, and they're bringing 1.5 million of these kits to Australia, and we've been proud to assist them with that as well, to Australia, which I think will assist in this testing. Alan, I need to say that this does not replace the current PCR testing.
No, no.
Because it adds to it.
It augments it, yep.
Yeah, because with the antibody, it takes a number of days to develop the response. And so the test becomes quite accurate after about 4 or 5 days of the infection. But I think the main importance of this test will really lie in terms of immunity. And it's going to become increasingly important in the next couple of weeks, couple of months.
Well, when you say that these kits, I mean, 500,000 you're talking about of these kits, will they arrive this week?
Yeah, they're actually arriving in Sydney on Friday.
Right, and who will they be distributed to?
There's a number. So currently, the government feels that this kit should not be for self-testing. That should be done by a healthcare professional.
Yeah, that's right, a doctor or a nurse or someone.
Where distribute the kits they have.
Yeah.
I assume to aged care facilities, hospital emergency departments, but we obviously have additional kits that can be provided both to the government, to the GP practices and other organisations.
Will doctors and nurses know how to use them, and will they know how to interpret the results?
It's incredibly easy to use. In fact, in the UK, what they've done with the same kits, they sell them in pharmacies and Amazon online for self-testing. So it's very similar to what you do with testing your blood for sugar, what diabetics do.
Yes.
You essentially put a drop of blood onto that slide,
yes,
and it will tell you whether you're positive.
Right. I note the Federal Health Advisor Michael Kidd has said Australia has one of the highest testing rates per head of population in countries right around the world. So even though, like many countries around the world, we had a limitation on the number of tests which have been able to be carried out up until now, this is about to ramp up. So are we going to be, when they arrive, when these things arrive on Friday, are we going to be telling Australia about it?
I hope so.
So do I. All right, we'll keep in touch with you. I think that's a very important initiative, David. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alan.
Not at all. That's very important. These are advanced. That's the Advanced Diagnostic Company Director. The company is EndoX, and this is 1.5 million on-the-spot testing kits will arrive here on Friday, and they'll be given immediate approval by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. We're making progress. Let's hope it keeps going. News next at 8, 7 in Queensland.